Welcome to Beyond the Sales Floor. I'm your host, Morgan J. Ingram, and what we're going to be doing is unveiling and unpacking sales playbooks from enterprise sales leaders. All right, welcome everybody back to another episode of Beyond the Sales Floor. And what we do here is we talk to sales leaders and uncover and unpack what they're doing in the trenches with their teams, the strategies they're implementing to be successful in this crazy market right now. And today I have a special guest, Patek Hawkins, and we're going to be diving into a lot of things that she is working on. But before we do that, if you would like to introduce yourself to the audience, and then we'll go into the first question.
Sounds good, Morgan. Hello, everybody. My name is Patek Hawkins, and I am the VP of Revenue Enablement and Operations at Pax8.
Awesome. So first question that we always ask everyone to kick this off is, what experiment are you running right now that you're most excited about?
There are quite a bit of experiments that we have going on, but we're in the midst of co-piloting Copilot, Microsoft Copilot. And I say that because apparently this is not GA to everybody to just go ahead and start using. And we feel blessed that Microsoft reached out to our company and said, so just a little bit background about Pax8 too. I think this will put some context around it. We're a marketplace, so we bring in different vendors into the same space, to same marketplace, and then we support MSPs. Then they turn around, take these solutions, and sell it to their customers. And Pax8 is really known for not just selling to our MSPs and partners. It's more so about educating them, telling them how to sell, how to build their marketing, how to build their sales engine, and so on. And Microsoft is actually one of the key vendors that we sell through Pax8. And they've seen a lot of success working with Pax8 in a way because, again, by being able to educate the partners first on how to go and implement that in their own ecosystem, we're seeing a lot more adoption, we're seeing a lot more usage, and so on. So that being said, we are, in a sense, I would say, pioneers in this space. And with Copilot, we're doing the same thing. And in our organization, we have limited amount of licenses for select groups, and revenue enablement and operations is one of those groups. So the intent here is that understanding the best practices on how we use the AI to simplify things, drive efficiency, and then we can scale as an organization.
No, that's fantastic. And you mentioned driving efficiencies. There's been a lot of talk about AI in the news in general, ChatGPT, but that's a different conversation of like what's going on over there with OpenAI. But like you mentioned efficiency. So like how do you believe that AI does drive efficiencies, or do you feel like it's going to be the ruin of us all? What's your take on this?
You know, first and foremost, I think to this date, I've been able to convert some non-believers by showing what Copilot can do. I will start with that. In my own organization and across the organization, we had a lot of non-believers and, you know, just kind of saying, what is Copilot going to do differently than what I'm doing, and so on. And there are some quick wins that we've seen started happening. First and foremost, and I don't know what this means for call intelligence tools, really. I think we're just scratching the surface with this. But being able to take in the transcribed conversation, summarizing, analyzing, and proposing the next steps in the matter of seconds is a game changer. So I think, you know, we have things like Gong and Chorus that, you know, takes a look at the call intelligence and helps you do the coaching and so on. And that's just for sales. I'm talking about for the entire company, entire ecosystem, any meeting that you're a part of. So right now, Morgan, what we could do if we had the Copilot and AI, let's just call this AI, we could transcribe this. And then within the same meeting, we can say, summarize and propose next steps. Within moments, everything is done for you. And imagine in today's fast-paced workspace, you're going from one conversation to another. Sometimes you're doing rabbit holes and so on. Mm-hmm. It really helps people stay on task and then really be clear about the next steps and so on. So that right there is a huge efficiency. And I think driving productivity standpoint, it's amazing. The other thing is when you get an email, let's say that in order to compose an email, by the way, you can use the same thing. You can say, hey, we this was our conversation. Propose an email with me with a clear call to action. And this thing does that, which is really freaking amazing. You know, again, time savings, efficiency over there. The other thing, you can talk about how do you, for example, bring all the information that you have in the CRM regarding your partner and talk about what's the thing that's going to get them to take that next action. We always talk about that, right? Like, how do you close for the next step? This can really analyze all the bits and pieces of information that you have in the CRM and propose, we suggest this is the next steps that you take with it. But one thing that you have to keep in mind is that if AI can do all that, why do we need people? Well,
right.
AI has hallucinations. It's amazing how it comes up with some random stuff.
And yeah, like, it's confident too. It's pretty confident.
It is. It is like, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, you sound smart. But really, where did this come from? So the key comes from humanizing, right? So the AI is not going to know that, hey, Morgan, you're going to have your brother flying in. And before you go to Arizona for a couple of weeks, you get to spend some time with your family. Right before that happens, let's have this conversation. AI is not going to know that, right? So
No.
Those are the things that we need the humans for. Those are the things that, you know, the hallucinations. That's interesting, actually. Hallucinations can make you think about, oh, we could have talked about this or so on. That could be another point. But you definitely, it helps speed up everything, but it does not really do it in a way that human can do in any shape or form, is what I would summarize that as.
Yeah. And so when you think about all those different components, right, it's going to help rep productivity, but look at it from your enablement standpoint, Laz, as a leader, how are you helping increase rep productivity? What are some enablement plans you have in place to help reps across the board?
Yeah. So one of the things that we're doing as an organization is working on this project to create our internal chatbot. So biggest problem about enablement, right, is how do we provide just-in-time, just-for-me information? That's the key, right? That's the epitome of everything that we're going for. And usually what happens is that you have a program like HiSpot, for example. It can only pull information in the tagging system, and maybe some AI learning it has done. But it's, again, just really bound by what you put in there. So we're creating, working with our engineering department in a project, that internal chatbot, whereas all the internal databases of everything is connected in one place. So I can literally go and ask the chatbot about anything and everything, and it will give me all the information in the entire company globally. So and enablement is a part of that project. So that's one of the things that we're working on. That's really exciting. The other part of what we're designing is that how can we create some sort of a process flow build out, having AI really study what our people are doing to win deals. Like, so it, traditionally what has happened is that you build in your Salesforce flow funnel stages and so on. And then you said, maybe I can build some flows, meaning when you take this action, then it's going to alert the next action and so on. And that's really the extent of what can be done. So we're hoping that with being able to use in Copilot, we will see some of the efficiencies that is going to be driven by AI suggestions, so that we can bring those flows in, because the decision trees, human brain can only think of so many things at a time, especially in the, again, the face-to-face world that we're in. So we're hoping that's another thing that enablement is going to be helping out, just in time, just for me, actions and insights.
Do you feel like that also is going to be important as you have the next phase of SDRs coming in, or even sales reps that are going to be Gen Z? Like, that basically that's how they operate, like things that are quick, punchy, fast, just in time, probably help them with onboarding. I'm assuming that's also going to be a part of it as well.
Yeah, so I think the benefit of this is, I don't know how many people have seen the latest news, but obviously all the platforms are increasing their filter capabilities. So, you know, spray and pray days are way gone. You know, we cannot do that. And you're one of the people who would say, do not do that. But we still have people who are doing that. So I think benefit of what we're suggesting is that, in my experience, when you have someone onboarding, it takes them a minute to get used to the flow to say, okay, when I'm going to go make a cold call, I'm first going to go find a company that's in my, you know, class of things that I'm going to look at, qualification of things to look at. Then I'm going to find information about them in LinkedIn, their website, and so on. And people get overwhelmed, and especially in this generation of I need everything in one click, right? Like it's just where we are. So I think what doesn't change is that tailoring, still getting the information that you need, but how you follow a process to get there. And then how can you ingest information? You can say Copilot, analyze this context or, you know, website or information on LinkedIn, right, and then propose me a good call to action. That you can make a lot easier and then faster for you as a new SDR or BDR into a role.
Yeah.
In XDR.
Okay. I think that's good. I think that's actually good lever points. I think at the end of the day, like, because there are obviously these new people that are coming in, and they want to learn different ways, they want to enable different ways and things of nature. So I think that's a good way of breaking that down. So you have all these things you mentioned, right? You have AIs, you have Google basically saying you can't email anyone anymore, right? In a couple months, you got all this stuff that's going on. People are saying outbound's not going to work. There's a lot of things happening. So if you think about all this, like, how are you thinking about an outbound strategy right now with your team? What are you saying? What buyer persona is going after? So the audience has context. And how are you operationalizing that so that it can be successful consistently?
So to be honest with you, I am not going to be talking about anything groundbreaking besides what you already put out there.
That's what you're here for. This needs to be groundbreaking. What are you doing? What's going on?
the interesting fact is, I want to take a step back and tell you why I am saying this. I started sales back in 2000, say. Really early on. And really the foundations of sales, no matter how things have evolved, how many tools that we got and how much information that we need and so on, the foundations of sales has not changed.
No.
And what are those things? People still like to buy from people who they like, right? Mm. And people buy with their emotions. Like, we're animals, and that is not going to go anywhere. No matter what AI does, no matter how many things that we're doing, those two factors remain the same. So why do I say nothing different than what you're doing? Because I think you, over the years, have really drilled down into the human psychology on how do you get the relevant points to make people feel the right emotional connection to you so they want to take an action with you. That's right. Why I say nothing groundbreaking. So none of that is changing.
That's going to be pretty consistent.
Yes. But what's groundbreaking, though, how we enable and how do we bring right people and what the sales flows is, again, I think instead of teaching them, go take this action or then follow this thing, we're really now are in a world of, here's how you use AI. Here are your prompts. I think that's what's going to be different. So in a way that we're not going to be, I think, setting down a sequence, I'm thinking 6 months or even a year down the road and saying, follow this sequence that is going to get you to your partner or your customer to say yes to you.
Right.
It's more so, here's a collection of AI prompts for you. Here's an account for you with some insights. Now use these prompts for you and AI to decide on what is the right way to connect with this partner or the customer. Is it through LinkedIn? Is it through text message? Is it through email? Looking at your interactions, how are you going to get the best prompts? So I think we're going to be teaching that how to use AI to build your best cadence per se is going to be different. I think that's the groundbreaking piece, if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. I mean, I think at the end of the day, right? Influence. I don't know if you've read this book, Influence by Robert Cialdini, right? Classic. Like, it doesn't really, it'll be relevant 5,000 years from now, right? If they're still around, it will be relevant, right? And so what you're saying is like the psychology, how people react will always be there. How we get in front of those people by our tools and techniques will be different. And that's where this whole entire thing comes into play, right? And allows you to get in front of the people the way that you need to. And I agree with that 100%. And I do believe in terms of what you're talking about, the cadences and things of that nature, I think AI to a certain degree will end up helping you out even more, because you're going to be able to find out the touch points to figure out how to actually do that, you know, collaboration, a cadence, whatever that is. So that's the way I think about it as well.
Exactly. Because here's the other cool part, Copilot, and I'm sure there is other Copilots like this, but it can tie into your CRM and it can analyze by vertical, by segmentation, by whatever you want to call it, by stack. And it can say, these types of partners with these personas are responding to this type of messaging or these type of touch points. So now you can have the AI drive you. Okay, if you're going to be talking to a certain person in this segment within this vertical with this persona, here's what you should be following when it comes to the flow of how you're going to be getting in touch with you and what you should be talking about, right? So these are the cool things that can happen at the finger, like at the tip of your fingers. And it's just so amazing that how fast that is. So I think enablement's job now is not to say, here's how you build an outreach, you know, reach out sequence or whatnot. It's more so, here's what's available to you with AI. Here are the right prompts. Prompts are the most important part, right? Because if you get the prompts right with AI, then you can get it to do a lot of really clever things for you really, really fast. So I think it's like, speaking of best practices, we need to always be dialing in on the prompts. What prompts is going to get the right insights for our sellers to go do the right things at the right time? So I think that's going to be the cool thing. Yeah.
I think that is going to be the thing, right? So if you're talking about like now what you've been doing so far and the things that you've learned as an enablement leader, what would you say some just best practices that you would share with other enablement leaders that are listening in that they could be focusing on? Maybe you layer in obviously some AI, you just layer a lot of AI components that you're doing, but any other best practices you want to share?
I mean, some of the easy wins that we should talk about is a big part of enablement sticking is just making sure that we get continuous feedback and then we evolve our practices and what we put out there. And a lot of the times, I think the missing piece that I've seen from myself even is that we have these discussions and we're in back to back to backs. And by the end of the day, when we sit down and say, what did I just hear about? Let me summarize this. A lot of the information is already gone from your mind because you just had five different contextual conversations since then.
Exactly.
So the biggest win is that doing the transcription and then saying, summarize with the key points and then give me the next actions and who's responsible for what. AI does a wonderful job with that. And then that can jot some of your memories, which also then it enables you to be present in the meeting and not just take notes and stuff like that. So that has benefits because then also the other thing is, again, if you have five different meetings in a day, all different five call to actions and so on, it really does not help you understand what should I prioritize. What I've also done is that I've done literally in days transcripts. And then I said, depending on the tone and then the conversation, prioritize which one of these should go first. Now, I always obviously have the last say in that because, you know, that's the beauty of having the AI and then thinking the human layer on top of that. So that really helps with prioritization. And again, some of the prompts for it is that how many stakeholders were there? Maybe for some of the meetings, all the stakeholders were there and things like that you want to consider. So those are some of the things that really helped me out. Transcription summarizing. The other thing is sometimes you have email chain of conversations that are happening if you're working on a project, right? And then one stakeholder says something, then the other says the other. One stakeholder has been gone for 2 weeks, so they're just coming in to give their feedback. And you're thinking, what was happening 2 weeks ago? Because, so much. Yeah. So the other thing that you can do is you can take the entire email history and have Copilot summarize that for you, saying what was discussed so far, what are the next steps the same way, and then what are still open items, looking at your emails and then transcriptions of the meetings. Some of the other things that really help out is if you, let's say that you're going to be gone for a period of time, but you have ongoing meetings, you can actually subscribe to a meeting. So on your behalf, Copilot would actually analyze the meeting, summarize them for you, so you're not skipping a beat. That's really helpful. Being really helpful when you have leaders and the reps, they have to practice a pitch per se. So scale factor, right? You cannot be in the room. So what we do is go to Teams, start the meeting, you do this, and then we give you this success criteria. And then the Copilot says, they've done these things and not these things were not discussed, and things like that. So for enablement, these, I would say, have been really cool three efficiencies that we have been able to drive. And I can tell you, I've been saving at least, 5 to 8 hours a week by using Copilot.
That's amazing. All those things you broke down is, you know, what people could use to save their time and be more proficient moving forward. So as we wrap here, I already feel like I know this answer is going to be. So if you already like, hey, Morgan, we already discussed this, but I'm asking you, what is your prediction in 2024 from a strategic standpoint on how revenue enablement is going to look? Like, what do you think is going to be the most important thing that people should focus on? The something that people should just completely forget behind in 2023? What's your perspective?
I mean, it's the whole point that we discussed, but you got to embrace AI. You got to embrace AI. And I think start thinking outside the box. And then instead of thinking, we're going to teach people to follow these steps, let's teach them how to use a tool that can propose those steps more intelligently, more time bound, and more efficiently. But I think the things that we have to enable is that emotional intelligence that goes with that, and then skills that we need them to get really good at, again, asking those prompts and so on. I would say that's where we're going. And secondly is that there is some groundbreaking AI and there's some tactical AI. I feel like in enablement business, I'm going to speak for ourselves. We've been in that transactional AI world really, really well. We've been doing some things. Again, we're just scratching the surface. But in my next conversation with you, I would love to, you know, be here and talk about that groundbreaking AI thing that you've done. And we're so close. I think by Q1, I can give you some more insights on one of the projects that we're working on. That's really groundbreaking. But, you know, this internal chatbot thing, that is groundbreaking, right?
Yeah, no, it's huge.
Again, how do we balance the both? And then how can we as a practice keep supporting us? Because one of the best things about enablement is that we're not a selfish practice. We like giving our best practices. So I would love to see what are some of the others doing and how we can keep growing this enablement to be, you know, how we achieve the spot in the organization as becoming stakeholders.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, I'm hearing a lot on you need to learn AI or it's not going to look good for you. So that's basically what I'm hearing across the board. But no, in all seriousness, I think the main thing is that, like, take the time to understand how AI can help you. And then that obviously will help expedite your process. So I appreciate you hopping on, sharing your insights. Hopefully a lot of people took some things away they can go take action on. And thanks for sharing your insights.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Morgan. Have a good one.